Do you want to align with God's vibes, adapt to a spirit-led lifestyle, and live out of the fullness of God's plans and purposes for your life? This podcast is for you. The good news I have for you is that your time is now. It's time to transform self-sabotage into self-mastery and revolutionize your world. If you're ready to go beyond the ordinary and break out into the extraordinary life God designed for you, you're in the right place. In the God's Vibes podcast, you will find the freedom and permission to stop chasing success the world's way and simply be who God formed, shaped, and anointed you to be. My name is Juliana Page, and my mission is to lead you on the ultimate adventure, aligning and tracking with God so you can radically transform your life from the inside out and build spirit-driven success. Using life coaching and biblical and prophetic teaching, I'll show you what it means to dwell in the good land God ordained for your life and train you to be a powerful person who is a walking testimony of what's possible with God. Subscribe to God's Vibes for spirit-filled real talk, hard-hitting truth with a humorous touch that will help you discover who you are in God, dare to press through your seeming limitations, and chart a divine path that will renew your dreams and transform your future. It's time to experience true freedom through courage, faith, and self-mastery. I dare you to step out in faith and courageously dive into the purposeful life of trusting God for the impossible. Let's go. Welcome back to the God's Vibes podcast. We got a message today for the strong ones, you know, the strong one, the strong friend, the one that people say, pay attention to your strong friends, right? If they go quiet, know that not all is well in the world. If they're going quiet, if they're falling back on the intensity that they show up with, there might be something going on there. Check in with your strong friends. Well, I've got a message for the strong ones today. Before we dive in, a couple of reminders. We've got some good things on the rise here. We've got a prophetic monthly training info session. So if some of you heard about the monthly prophetic training, didn't want to start with us when we launched, no worries at all. But if you do have questions, we will answer those live. So you can join us on a live info session. It happens to be on Tuesday, April 30th at 12 p.m. Central Time. So you can join us if you come into Courage Co., www.courageco.org. It is a free community, but you will have to create a profile because it is on a private app off social media, which we tend to enjoy, so you don't get distracted in all that is social media. But once you log in on the main dashboard in the left side menu, you'll see events and you'll see the prophetic training info session. So you can just RSVP to that and sync it to your calendar and join us live. That is a great way to get questions answered. There's also small groups that are every day of the week. So you can come join us in those. My recommendation on that is explore all of them. And then after doing that, find one that fits with your schedule that you can commit to and show up for a period of time. If that's 3 months, that's 6 months, you need some time to get some traction and really see what God is doing. So I encourage you, if he's leading you to a particular group, to commit. And then you can also join us. We've got a prophetic encouragement, a prayer call on Wednesday at 8 a.m. Central Time. So if you want to join us, those are totally free. We do also record those and share all the notes and all of the Bible references. So that could be really encouraging to your spirit. So come join us. Those are always very sacred moments in the wee hours of the morning, especially for most of you. But that's a great thing that we've got going on this week. There's also a lot of programs within Courage Co. as well. So Courage Co. has so many different ways to spur you into good works and truly help you live your most courageous and impactful story. So if there's any of those that really resonate with you, I encourage you to watch and see what God will do and how he'll make a way for you to get plugged in. You can also get coached here live on the God's Vibes podcast. So if that is something that interests you, there is a link in the show notes to book a free session and join me live on the podcast. We do keep these private, so we won't use the video and we'll only use your first name. if you feel comfortable with that, we don't have to use your name at all. But there's so much value in getting coaching, number one, and then you being courageous enough and sharing your question and ultimately your testimony will release so much hope for somebody else. So you can be a hope dealer in that way. And if you want to be, fill out the form in the show notes for the God's Vibes hotline. A few of you have been emailing about coaching with me, so we do still have a couple of spots open on my calendar if you are interested in working together one-on-one. If you want to know more details about that, you can email the team at info@julianapage.com. And those are open literally until they're not. And it's rare these days that I open the calendar. So if you do want one of those spots, come scoop it up. Come scoop it up and we can connect beforehand to see if it's a fit. All right, y'all, let's get some encouragement flowing, shall we? Let's do it. Let's do it. So I had this past week the opportunity to share on a beautiful woman's podcast. And it was so encouraging. It was so interesting because she happens to share on recovery, specifically from alcoholism. And she had never had anyone on the podcast that talked about any other kind of recovery. But all recovery is rooted in patterns of pain. It's rooted in sabotage. It's rooted in self-betrayals. It's rooted in abandoning self. It's rooted in really moving in the opposite direction than what is good, what is lovely, what is noble, what is praiseworthy, and getting really good at doing that over time until that becomes your identity and your lifestyle and your choices, and it becomes an addiction. In an obsession, right, that has become unmanageable and that you can't shake or that you can't break. And this could be literally anything. It doesn't have to be alcoholism. It doesn't have to be, you know, a drug addiction. It literally could be a hurt that you have that you can't release. You just have this bitterness, this resentment. You've got all these vain imaginations about something that happened to you and you just can't shake it. It's all you talk about. Or there could be this habit that you have that you know is destructive, yet you keep doing this thing. Apostle Paul style. I know what to do. Yet the things I know to do, I don't do. And I keep doing these things that I know are not good, but I can't stop doing them. Right? So you might have a habit that's like that. And it might not even be one that somebody would identify as a bad habit, right? But to you, it doesn't serve you. It's not bringing you life. It's actually taking life from you. Or you might even have something that you're hung up on. You know, a lot of times we repeat patterns in our lives because we're hung up on some issues that we haven't dealt with. And a lot of times these are heart wounds. Okay, so tell me one human that you don't know that doesn't have a hurt, a habit, or a hang up. Tell me one. Like, I'll wait, right? But I was thinking about on this podcast how interesting it is to be in a place where you don't live with the trauma, with the deep, deep grief, with the anxiety, with the depression, and with the loneliness that once was so familiar. It was oppressive. It was inescapable. It just felt like life. It felt like something that would never go away and never had like a deadline. You know, sometimes when you get injured, let's say I was an athlete. So let's say you get injured in athletics, they usually give you a time frame. Oh, you need like 6 months to heal, or you need, you know, this one's going to take this much time of rehabilitation, right? But with emotional wounds, with head injuries, you know, like trauma that gets lodged in your brain, right? With things that are happening on the inside, nobody sees those. And there's also not a timeline. We don't know how long the healing journey is. And that can be incredibly overwhelming. And I was just reflecting on how that was my existence at one point. And I literally thought that was normal. I'm like, this is just what people do. They deal with like this level of grief and anxiety and loneliness and depression and trauma every single day. And nobody had good cards dealt to them. And we just got to figure out how to get through and keep it moving, right? Like that's literally how I was wired. And somehow I was able to still, in the midst of that, keep moving forward and keep fighting for silver lining and fighting to shift negative into positive. But it was hopeless. I felt powerless. a majority of the time, it felt like I was a victim of life. Like, life was happening to me. Like, I got dealt the worst hand ever and had no clue how to play it. That's what it felt. And, like, nobody knew. Nobody knew. Nobody knew. And that's a very dark and scary place to be. And I just was thinking as I was sharing on this podcast that I was not in that place at all, right? And so far out of that place that I don't identify with it at all, right? Which is really, really interesting because it's a huge part of my story. Like, that's still a piece of my story. So I just was so moved by that, because when you truly give your life to the Lord and commit to what's possible with Him, He does the impossible in your life, and He does it in, through, and all around you. And it is marvelous. Marvelous. Now, that doesn't mean that life still doesn't have traumatic events. I still went through way more trauma than I ever saw coming, and way more grief than I knew what to do with. Anxiety still comes, right? Like, those moments where you can be tempted to get depressed about something, or, you know, there's times even in leadership where it feels very lonely. However, it's different now when you're living with God. Like, the things, the best way I can describe this is, you don't need a crutch. You know, you don't have to, like, limp through life. You don't have to lean on a vice of some kind, because you can depend on God. Okay, so the way you grow through things that don't make sense, the way you navigate deep pain or grief that is part of life, it's different. Different with God. Doesn't necessarily feel better, but you move through it differently and you actually come out stronger for it, and it doesn't make sense, right? It's truly supernatural. But one of the worst parts of that season, and reflecting back on that, was the person that I was becoming and the patterns of pain that were reinforced over and over and over, like this narrative, this story that was my life. Like, that was so suffocating. So I really felt inspired to speak to this in case you're there today, in case that is where you are, wondering if it will ever end, wondering if this is life, right? Wondering if it's even possible to keep going. These are very real feelings, and they're all valid, okay? And the thoughts are heavy. They're heavy. And not everyone can understand that. Not everyone can recognize that. In fact, a lot of people are wildly insensitive, and they have a tendency to say all the wrong things that just invalidate your life experience and where you're at. And that can be really discouraging and disheartening. So I felt really compelled to speak to this. And I just think that it's so interesting in our culture that it's just, not that it's not always been this way, but we just see this so much more now with social media and with the access that we have with the internet. The culture is just drenched in darkness and negativity. And it doesn't take much to encounter it. Like, leave your house, right? Like, there's your guarantee. Or turn on the TV, or, like, you know, turn on a radio, or talk to a human. Like, you're gonna encounter darkness and negativity. You can't avoid it. Like, it will come, okay? Now, you can have boundaries so you encounter less of it, which is a great idea. But what is actually rare are these truly courageous and bright beings that discover how to defy the odds of what they're facing, how to play the cards they've been dealt, how to emerge stronger with genuine joy. And it's a choice, and it's costly. And it's so, so interesting, because they don't have these, you know, smiles that are hiding so much pain. You know what I mean? That they have to just smile and lie and act like they're okay. That's not genuine joy, okay? That's not what we're talking about. They're faking like they're happy. They're smiling in a photo, but their life is so messy behind the scenes. That's not it. You can actually have genuine joy. But that is a choice, and it's costly, but it is possible. So this message today is for the strong ones that don't recognize themselves anymore, the ones that crave genuine joy over the fake smiles and expectation hangovers of life. It is possible. It is possible. The season will shift. It's not temporary. It's not permanent. It's temporary. You will transition out of it. But you must intentionally guard your heart and your mind, because this dark stuff has a way of subtly seeping into us, and we find ourselves becoming cynical, pessimistic, and negative naysayers, like very, very quickly. All of that stuff, too, is the opposite of faith, and it's a detour into everything that you do not want more of in your life. So it's really important to be aware when you're going full speed in the wrong direction, because a crash is soon coming, okay? What I do love, there's a quote, it's by Ralph Waldo Emerson. He said, "The clearest and most practical sign of a person being mentally healthy is when that person can look at any situation and find the positive." Come on. I think that's actually like mental resilience or mental toughness. I had a nickname of being Sunflower growing up because I just was fascinated. I'm like, they always turn to the sun. They always just find the sun. Like whenever there's darkness, they just turn towards the sun. It's amazing. And I was called that because I somehow had a knack to do that. There was so much darkness and destruction definitely early on in life, but I just was this interesting being that would find positive things and still could find joy. Like that's always been my nature. And in fact, even when I've gone through some of the hardest and darkest times of my life, I've had total strangers. I remember this one woman. I don't know where I was, but I just remember her presence. I don't really even remember her face. I just remember her presence. And she says, "You are going to be okay because you have a sense of humor. That's going to get you through a lot of tough stuff." And I'm like, huh, interesting. Like, thank you for seeing me. I don't know if I believe you, but thank you for seeing me in this moment, right? And that's true. Like, humor is a great way to release pain out of the body. Like, laugh therapy is real. So some of you are facing or getting ready to face challenges. You might be in a major one right now. You might face it on the job. It could be in your personal finances. It could be in a marriage or a partnership. It might be in your family. It could be with your kids. But the first thing our negative minds are programmed to do is ask this question: what if? And then you go into all of the what-if scenarios that are the worst-case scenarios that you could ever come up with, okay? Because the brokenness within us fills in the blank with some sort of negative scenario, okay? That hurt part in us, that scared kid within us, fills in the gap, okay? But you've got to shift that. In our community, specifically the God's Vibes Mastermind, shout out to all of you and the alumni in there, we call this holy shifts. These are holy shifts, okay? In any moment that is not what God said, it's an opportunity for a holy shift and you can assert your authority in that thing and turn it around, okay? So you've got to shift this when this is happening. You do not want to partner with this and let it get stronger. So it's not what if I fail, it's what if I win? What if I succeed beyond my wildest imagination? What if this is inevitable? Right? What if God is betting on me? Like, what if God like knows how this goes and he's trusting me? What if everything I ever dreamed of is about to really blow up right now? What if that? I call that what if upping. So you just kind of keep going with God, right? Like Ephesians 3:20, this thing. If he said that he can do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all I dare ask, think, or imagine, well, I am going to dare to ask, to think, and to imagine something. So I call it what if upping. What if my life is about to blow up right now in the best way? What if full restoration and redemption are possible in that area of my life that looks like a dead thing right now? What if, like, you just keep going, okay? So if no, it's, what's important here is nobody else can do this for you. It's nobody else's job to make you happy and keep you optimistic. Nobody else's job. It would be great. Like sometimes people get in relationships for that reason. Like your job is to make me happy. Your job is to meet all my needs. Your job is to read my mind, right? And do what I'm thinking. That's some people's paradigm of what a relationship is supposed to look like. But that's not fair to put the responsibility on others' shoulders to keep you motivated every day, to keep your tank full every day, to keep you inspired every day. And that is not their responsibility. That is not their job. That is your job. And at some point, it's time to wake up and recognize that self-love, self-esteem, self-confidence, all of those things start within. And if you don't have those, start with God. Okay? So I think it's really interesting. I was listening to an interview and there was a public figure that committed suicide recently. And he had a very lively, encouraging public persona. And people dear to him described what they were sensing was going on that led up to that. He was so full of joy and encouragement and life that he was constantly pulling it out. He felt like that was his job, to keep pouring it out and pouring it out and pouring it out. But he never brought any of that into his heart. He never received any of that. So he would pour out all day and serve up all this joy and all of this life and all this encouragement for total strangers. And then he would come home and then he'd just lock himself in a room and have nothing left for his wife, for his kids, for his family. He would just literally go into a dark hole. And that was perceived as just filling your cup and, like, you know, reading the word or doing something. But that's not what was happening. It was, he was getting depleted every day from pouring out and not being able to receive love. Like, he couldn't receive compliments. He couldn't really operate from love and just be. He had to be performing all of the time. And while that's beautiful to serve, right? That getting to a place of just being depleted and have nothing left for what matters most to you and what and who you value most is really hard to hear. But I think it's a really powerful lesson. Sometimes we invest ourselves in so many good things, but they're not God things. Sometimes we pour ourselves out so much that we don't literally have anything left. We've got crumbs for the things that truly matter. And often that's ourselves, by the way, not even our loved ones. We just pour it out to total strangers, but then we can't even love ourselves or other people. Like, something is not right there. So it's so important to be able to recognize when there's a tendency to perform, there's a tendency to please, there's a tendency to move in a way that leads to depletion, because that is not healthy, and that's not a long-term strategy. Or often we hear the story too that so many people just pursue career, they pursue even just a certain income, and they just push and sacrifice and will do anything to get to that, and they sacrifice much on the way to getting that, and lose much on the way to getting that, and then find out that that's not worth all of that. And they actually don't know how to have and enjoy their life, or how to live and be present in a moment, or how to just exist and how to just be. So, really interesting things to think about, okay? But it's nobody else's job to make you happy or keep you optimistic. But that is your job. And if you're having a hard time, there's help for that, okay? Therapy, coaching, spiritual mentors. I recommend having a whole advisory board. Once you start looking in and once you start seeing what's in the way of you recognizing that you are love, or being able to overflow from love, that's what we're designed to do. We're designed to overflow from love, not to live off scraps of love and beg for it or plead for it or perform for it. We're meant to just be it, right? So when you recognize that there's some things in the way that prevent you from doing that, you can actually address them and heal them and get to a place where you love yourself and you can love other people in a healthy way, not one that just leads to you being depleted all the time. That is possible. But what we're going to cover today is just 5 different keys to uplift your spirit. Okay, here's 5 different keys to uplift your spirit. Number 1, something that's really powerful, especially if you were like a purpose person that always wrestled with that question, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? What's my purpose? I have to find my purpose. If you've ever been that person, I'm with you. At one point, I just got a revelation from God that was, you're alive, therefore you're on purpose, and your purpose is to live like it. Go forth and prosper, right? Like, go live on purpose. Go do that, right? Like, everywhere your feet touch, you're anointed. So show up like you're supposed to be there. Live on purpose. Live with intention. Live with heart. Put it all out there, because none of us know the number of our days. Like, what are you trying to hold reserves for? Like, literally give your all everywhere you are. Okay, so 1, every day alive is a fresh opportunity to turn things around. Every day alive is a fresh opportunity to turn things around. That is something that you have to know for sure. It's an opportunity to turn things around. Not everybody woke up with us today. Today is an opportunity to turn things around that people have been fighting for and didn't get the chance. That's sobering to me. So you can sit and you can sulk in your negative thoughts and judgments, or you can wake up and realize that the Creator has given you another opportunity to turn things around. And when you open your eyes in the morning, realize that you're here. And if you're here, God is not done. If you're not dead, God is not done. Okay? And if it doesn't turn around, something else that you can know is it still works in your favor. So if it doesn't turn around the way you think it should, or in the timing you think is necessary, it still works in your favor. There's a beautiful quote. I think it's actually from a country song, and I don't like country music. No judgment. I just don't personally like it, but I believe it is from a country song. It says this: "Each sunrise heroes a new day, a blank canvas upon which we can paint our aspirations and actions, a fresh, because it is an unwritten chapter in our lives, giving us the chance to redefine our path." So exciting. You know, when you think about new scene and action, like you get to co-create that. Like you get to decide what you can create. I realized this was when I was in grad school, I believe. I was reading the book, The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. I don't know who turned me on to that, but at the time, I didn't believe that I was creative. I was trying to figure out what creative people do. Apparently they read this book. So I'm like, I'm going to read this book. I think it was probably my therapist. I probably have a therapist that told me to read this book. So I'm reading this book, trying to do my homework, you know, be a good client. I'm reading it, irritated reading this book. But a couple of things that were in there were, one, embracing, okay, so one of the things that was in there was the morning pages. This is what she calls them. So the morning pages are to brain dump 3 pages straight of what is on your brain. Like you just dump it out of your brain, you get it out, and you don't look back at it. You just dump it. And so that was one of the things. Another thing that really struck me was she was calling it an artist date. So you would block time on your schedule to just go do something that you're drawn to do, that you would enjoy to do. I'm like, what on earth? Who has time for that? So it was so interesting how I was wired at the time. But both of those things irritated me and then became my next assignment. So as I was journaling, right, doing these morning pages every day, I didn't know how long I was going to do that, just indefinitely at that point. But I started to get annoyed. I started to get tired of the story that I was writing every day, right? It was like new day, new chapter, same story, same frustrations, same stinking thinking, same emotions. Like, I'm like, how does this change? Like, why do I keep writing this? And I'm like, well, nobody is making me write. I'm writing. And all of this crap is like in the way of me having me and enjoying my life, right? And I'm just done telling this story. So I just want to tell a new one. And I really couldn't. I struggled to tell a new story. But that became the work, right? This is a new chapter. And you have a chance right now to redefine how this goes. Like, you get to decide. So instead of spending your entire life focusing on, like, what happened to you, what didn't go well, like, all the bad stuff, like, all the stuff that you went through, what you didn't get, what you should have had, like, right, all of that. Woe is me, right? Wah, like, all of that. You can do that all day. And people do that. Or you can be like, okay, enough is enough. Like, I'm actually tired of the story that I am telling. Nobody's making me tell this story. And I'm going to start telling a new one. And if I don't know how, I'm going to start learning to do that every single day. And that became work that I started doing with a coach. I would shortly start working with a coach after that time. But I find that really interesting. So number one, every day alive is a fresh opportunity to turn things around. Number two, life is cyclical. Okay, so when I lived in California, I spent many mornings before the sun would come up. Jogging, running sometimes, just walking out towards the beach and watching the waves come in and out. It was like, seriously, one of my favorite things to do, but it was so calming. I'm like, huh, the ebb, the flow. Like, I'm like working on not letting my thoughts dominate my mind. That was just the beginning. It was going to take me a very long time to start slowing down, but I remember those days, right? And so I just started to think, like, okay, like, the ocean constantly does this. Like, it constantly moves in cycles, and so does life. So does life. So things are gonna happen, right? There's going to be challenges in your life. You're gonna have storms. You will have tests, and you will have trials, period. Okay? Life is going to life. That is going to happen. And the nature of life is inherently dynamic, just as the seasons change, our experiences ebb and flow like the ocean between hardships and triumphs, and they remind us that no situation is permanent, okay? And you're not going to get around it. You can't run from it. You've got to grow through it, okay? But it's not permanent. So when you understand this, you live with wisdom. You start looking at the situation. Okay, what is this season about? How do I not miss this season? Okay? And it's then that you can always embrace an optimistic approach to life, even when you're in one of those times or one of those seasons where it might not be the most comfortable. But all seasons are working for your good. And this isn't temporary. I'm just going to get the most out of my season. If I'm healing, I'm going to heal. Like, if I'm in, you know, one of those refining seasons, I'm going to stay on that potter's wheel and I'm going to get refined. Okay? Like, if I'm going to be humbled, I'd rather the Lord do it to me in private. I'd rather, like, lean into whatever he's trying to do, right? And learn the lessons. I don't need to repeat them. I just want to learn them and keep it moving, right? So I'm going to lean in to whatever he's asking me to do because he's good. He's good and he's faithful, and I'm going to trust that. Number three, whatever your journey is, you are built for it. You are built for it. I think that changes how you show up. Like, if you know you're built for it, you move different. You're like, I'm built for this. This isn't a problem. I am built for this, right? Like, I am a solutionary. I solve problems for a living. That is what I do. So God has built you for your journey. And whatever you need to go through, you're qualified for that. And that's why it's so important to not run somebody else's race or not compare yourself to them. You have no idea how they've been prepared, what they are built for, what the anointing has cost them, right? You have no idea. So you've got to run your race, because each one of us is uniquely crafted with strengths and abilities that equip us for the journey of life. And our experiences are tailored to refine us. And we are empowered in anything that we're in to overcome. Literally, we're like that seed that just bursts through cement. We just come forth. We're like, I see all the opposition. I see all the obstacles. And I'm like, I'm coming forth, right? You don't have to live stressed out. You can live like you're built for this. And that makes a huge difference between how you make it to one season and the next. Because anytime you grow through a season, your reward is your next season, your next trial, your next challenge, your next level. So you might as well learn to embrace the season that you're in. A majority of life, too, are waiting for a promise to be fulfilled. So in the meantime, what are you going to do? Resist your way, get irritated, stress out. Those are options, but you can learn to embrace it and enjoy the season you're in. Number four, the way you see life is the way life will be, because your attitude is prophetic, personally for you. Okay, so the way you see it is how you're going to start thinking about it. It's how you're going to start feeling about it. It's how you're going to start relating with it. It's how you're going to start prophesying and talking about it. It's prophetic, okay? Your attitude is often your energy as well. So if you have a really crappy attitude, you'll probably bring no energy or life to a thing. You obviously will not move that forward. You will not be successful with that thing. Your energy is a huge part of your focus, of your presence, of your ability to impact. So when you start meditating on a thing, what you do is you start speaking, you start murmuring, you start muttering things. And what you're doing is authorizing things to happen in your life. You're telling life how to line up for you, and it orchestrates and brings that all together. Your attitude is prophetic. Your attitude is literally predicting your future. It's showing you your coming attractions. If you don't like it, check it. Check it. Check it and change it. Okay? Helen Keller said, "Optimism is a faith that leads to achievement, and nothing can be done without hope and confidence." Amazing. Amazing. Helen Keller, right? You know her story and what her situation was, what she lived through, how she grew through. Look at the wisdom. And number five, your life is a testimony of beating odds. Your whole life is built on beating odds. That's what you do. You should have been a statistic, and you're here today. The person you are, it is amazing. You are a walking miracle. It makes no sense, but God, right? Your very existence is a testament to your strength and to God's favor. It's proof that you're favored. Winston Churchill said, "Success is not final, failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts." The Bible says, "Shake off the dust, keep it moving. Arise, sit in a dignified place." Right? Remember who you are and the power that you have. So shake off that negativity. Decide to turn things around. Know that you are an answer. And if you need some spiritual running buddies and a community that knows what it is to be strong and very courageous, I encourage you to get plugged into Courage Co. God is doing something truly amazing. He's divinely orchestrating everyone who gets in there and the connections that are being formed, the acceleration that's happening, the breakthroughs that are happening, the testimonies that are happening. He is setting it off and we're along for the ride. So if you want to join us, you're welcome to. It's www.courageco.org. Truly, we know this. So many can testify that it will take your personal growth and personal development to new levels. hold on tight, basically, is what's going to happen. But there's weekly virtual life groups, bi-monthly prophetic prayer calls, different programs, the VIP God's Vibes Mastermind, the prophetic monthly training, ongoing support and encouragement. We have a whole section called the Courage Co. Dailies, which is really great. So you can connect with your peers in there. And it's like an inner gym or just a boot camp for your soul. So why not? I mean, everything in life has a price. So we're putting in the work. And if you want to join us, again, it's www.courageco.org. I hope this message blessed you. And until next time, stay blessed. Listen, if you are not plugged into Courage Co. yet, what are you doing? Courage Co. is a faith-based community off social media that you can access from your phone or your desktop, literally from anywhere. It is a safe place and a sacred space for you to invest in and live your most courageous and impactful story. You can join us for free, for prayer calls and challenges, for a monthly subscription where we have monthly masterclasses, or the God's Vibes Mastermind where you will get live master life coaching at a price that you won't get anywhere else, 12 weeks of content that we will go through together, or you can navigate at your own pace. You'll have lifetime access to that, a community of women doing this alongside of you, a workbook, and so many other materials to help you on your journey. And I just want you to imagine for a second, having the courage, clarity, and focus to achieve anything you desire. Walking into any situation fully confident, knowing you have everything you need to succeed. Embracing challenges and overcoming obstacles with grace and ease. Feeling only love and compassion for others, no matter how they may have hurt you in the past. Standing up for what you believe in and taking unstoppable action to create the kind of world you want to live in. You're in the right place to take your next step on your journey. When you plug into the God's Vibes Mastermind, I'll teach you how to identify and eliminate the self-limiting beliefs and habits that are stopping you from getting the results you want. I'll teach you how to heal old wounds that have negatively impacted your self-image and self-esteem for far too long. I'll show you how to dismantle the story of who you are and what you can or cannot do in the world. I'll help you expand your consciousness from fear-based limitation to love and compassion and service to the world. I'll help you vanquish the inner enemies that are stopping you from being all that you can be. Release your victimhood and reclaim your power. Develop a aligned mindset and habits to boost your productivity and results. Gain deeper awareness of your own inner light and divinity and achieve the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual self-mastery needed to achieve any goal. You will learn how to think the way God formed, shaped, and anointed you to think and succeed the way He always intended. And show up in any situation as the most powerful person in the room, no matter what challenges might appear on your path. If this sounds like something that you want to be a part of, I want to invite you to join the God's Vibes Mastermind. You can get plugged into it over at Courage Co. You can access Courage Co at any level at www.courageco.org. Together, we will awaken your inner warrior spirit and unleash your capacity to achieve any goal you can imagine. You will become an example of what's possible with God.